Oh, got it. Okay. Thank you. Hello. Call this meeting. Got it. Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is the board meeting of the Orland Sanitary District. We'll call the meeting to order and ask for a roll call. Madam Secretary.
Director Duncan.
Present.
Director Stelzman.
Present.
Secretary Lee.
Present.
Vice President Young. And President Simon.
Present.
All right, I guess at this time we will stand and do a Pledge of Allegiance. Benny, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Just now, I'd like to have that pause.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you. It is time for the general public. If there are any boardroom, are there any online?
There are not. No.
The minutes of March 19 and approval of financial statements for February of 24. Any questions from the board? Comments? Motion?
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second. Oh, my apologies. Director Lee, I second the motion.
Moved by Stelzman, second. Do we have to do a roll call vote every time
yes,
now?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Director Duncan?
Aye.
Director Stelzman?
Aye.
Secretary Lee?
Aye.
Vice President Young?
Aye.
And President Simon?
Aye.
Authority Association reports. Construction Committee is first. I'm happy to report we met on March 20 at 10 a.m. in the morning. In attendance were myself and Director Duncan, Castro Valley Directors Johnson and Sadoff, local staff. Public at the meeting. Construction meeting minutes were approved as presented. We reviewed funds 40 and 45. Director Duncan asked for a clarification on one item. It will be brought to the next meeting for discussion. Director Johnson asked about the status of the district's sewer service rate study. Subsequent to the meeting, Halstead sent the final sewer service rate study to Director Johnson and Castro Valley General Manager Roland Williams. We then reviewed the 10-year R&R and CIP projected costs. The committee accepted that report. We then reviewed strategic goals. Committee accepted that report. Then we moved to the plant summary sheets. Staff presented each of them. Pipe trench repair, nothing unusual. It was awarded to GSW Construction, with construction to start in early April, which is now, correct? Thank you. Then we reviewed the treatment plant and lift station roof rehab. The status of the treatment plant and lift stations were presented, which provides rehab of four roofs in the treatment plant and four in the lift stations. Project was recently awarded to Garland DBS, with construction also planned to start in April. Then we reviewed the plant battery project, which provides for the battery bank to shave peak hours PG&E energy costs. Director Sadoff asked if the grant funds are shown in the project budget or the 10-year projections. It was discussed that the district has to budget for the full cost of the project, as grant proceeds are reimbursed after we expend the funds. Therefore, the district budget and 10-year projections both show the cost of the project. We accepted that report and moved on to the EV charging station, which I will not go into because it is on our agenda under item 7.1 today. We then move to the sewer line replacement program goal tracking and accepted that report. Then we went to the collection summary sheets. Excuse me. On 10.1, the sewer line replacement phase four was presented, which provides for the replacement of 3 miles of VCP with HDPE pipe. It is 100% complete and will be brought to the board for project closeout when the punch list is complete. We accepted that report, moved on to sewer line replacement phase five, where we talked about the replacement of 3.6 miles of pipe with HDPE. And the project was recently awarded to California Trenchless, and construction also would begin in April. We're doing a lot of work in April. Then, also 3.6 miles of clay pipe to be replaced with HDPE. We're working with the contractor to complete the submittal process, and construction was planned to start on March 25. Did so? Thank you. We accepted that report. Then we moved to point repairs and just talked about the status, which provides for 59 point repairs in the collection system, is 72% complete. The contractor has 17 repairs left to finish, which are in the BART right-of-way. The contractor has secured the permit from BART, and construction of the remaining 17 repairs will begin on March 25th, correct? We're still very, very busy people. Staff did request authorization to take the project to the full board for closeout once complete. We accepted that report and moved on to staff and director comments. Excuse me. Director Johnson asked for an update on the design for the digester rehab project, and Decker responded the consultant is currently working on alternatives, which we should receive in early April. Anybody? Very good. Okay. Then we shall move on to a report from HASPA with Director Duncan.
Well, I didn't write up anything, but we did. Then we did meet last on the 25th when we had the 21st when we had the dinner, and I shared with the trustees that we would not be joining the JPA and committing our district to 20% or 19% of a budget, and that one of the things that we really wanted is for the trustees to do more recruitment to get more individuals, I shouldn't say individuals, I'm sorry, agencies a part of the agency, and particularly flood control, which is their responsibility to make sure that we're protected from sea rise. They were not very happy, but I reminded them that really back in November, in the summer also, I told them that that was the issue that we had. We could not commit to being responsible for an operation budget of 20%. And with the magnitude of the size of the project, we could not commit the district to that, particularly since we only had 1.2 miles of the shoreline. I did say once they got more agencies, we would reconsider. And I don't know if I need to put that in writing. My question is to Alex.
There's no need.
Okay. And so they decided that they would go ahead, and I think they're scheduled in July to actually sign the JPA after the participating agencies' attorneys give their final approval. And that's my report.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. So if we're not going to participate, then how many agencies are now involved? Is it three or four?
It's Hart, Hayward, Mosquito Abatement, and East Bay Regional.
Did Mosquito Abatement commit?
They had a lot of questions. They had a lot of questions.
Mosquito Abatement indicated to me that they had a lot of concerns.
They
actually committed that.
No, they did not. But they did not come out and say. They had a lot of comments to the JPA document.
Did they ever say why they hadn't approached the city of San Leandro to participate in the CELAs?
No, they said, I will say Zimmerman, they said, well, we're working on it, Rita. You know, we're gonna do it. You know, and we have Lisa Marquez, who's, you know, the new supervisor, she was really dedicated to this. She's going to work with flood control. And I said, well, I'm excited once that happens. And also San Leandro and Alameda, you know. And
so will we still be a member of the, will we be invited to the meetings or not?
I'm not sure. And that's something that I didn't want to challenge them, ask that question when it appeared as if that we were rejecting them, but I just said we could not. They did say that they at this next meeting and I may attend. We will be presented with a recruitment plan, and so that would be. I believe so. I'll go on record and say that I think that this is. Us deciding not to join will help motivate them to reach out to more agencies. And
I have a question too. Mm-hmm. If you're finished.
Okay. When we had this discussion on March 5th amongst ourselves, it was a long discussion, I remember. Was Jimmy a part of this discussion that you recently had with HASPA?
He wasn't on the call.
But he is a member of the group that gets together.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll still have an opportunity to present those three points that we had provided.
Yes, yes.
One of them was the one you mentioned about participation from other agencies.
And that's why their response to that was that they at this next meeting there will be a plan.
Okay. The other two were about the voting parity issue that we had come across in a cap on the dues based upon CPI, right?
Oh, they were not interested in that.
Okay, so you know that ahead of time.
Yeah, they said that. No.
Jimmy did present all of our concerns to him in advance.
And he did. I know I was copied on at least the email he sent to them. I'm sure he followed up when he was with them in person, but where he laid out those three issues. And they had a follow-up question. And so they know those concerns.
So it's pretty clear that it's not going to go forward based upon their.
Well, not right now.
And they said we'd love to. One of the members of Hart says you guys don't want to be a pioneer, and I said no, not at that cost. So we're really dedicated. We know it's a big issue, and but we're just
We can build our wall first and be the pioneer.
I know, absolutely. But yes, one of the responses was that the plan and to do recruitment. And
well, we do appreciate your diligence and following through. I know it was a tough meeting for you, but we do appreciate it. So thank you very much. And I'm sure that when Mr. Dang gets back, he'll have more to report as well. Thank you, Rita. We'll move to item 6.3. Director Simon, are you prepared to give a report for EBDA?
Yes, I am. Okay, EBDA?
Yes, it's your turn.
Yes, I am ready. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, Ebda, we met on March 21st, and first, the Ebda permit compliance is included in the agenda. There was no NPDES permit violations in January, and the member agency CBOD and TSS performance levels are shown in the packet, as well as the bacterial indicators as well. Some of the discussions in the meeting, some of this may have been hit the last meeting, but let me just double check here. So some events that have been hosted by EBDA. On 3/14, BACWA and EBDA, they hosted reporters, Regional Waste Authority, on nutrient removal. New permits are coming in from Regional Water Quality Control Board. And this was covered by several news events, KQED, and three news channels. And Jackie is in some of those. And if the board's interested, I have links to those. I could forward those out to be sent to the group, to the board here. On 3/20, there was a large group from EPA Region 9 and the Water Board, UC Berkeley researchers. They were there as well. And the end of March, Jackie went to a conference in Denver, actually a water reuse symposium that was held by the Water Reuse Association. Central Sand was there, SFPUC, and they discussed different technologies and kind of how we're moving forward with water reuse in our areas. Next, there's a really good report in the EBDA packet for last month. It's a study on PFAS in Bay Area wastewater that was done by BACWA, BA, Bay Area Clean Water Agencies. And interestingly, there are no PFAS standards that are directly applicable to biosolids or San Francisco Bay wastewater discharges here in California. But the biosolid samples were below action levels for land application in other states. So other states have it, but California does not yet. But likely we will, California, and that's kind of what BACWA is doing, trying to get ahead of the curve before standards are adopted in California. But some of the analysis that they did, they tested different sources of where PFAS could be coming from, and it looks like industrial laundries were some of the highest producers of PFAS, as we could imagine, with all the different textiles that include PFAS intentionally added to prevent stain resistance. So it's a good report. It's only like 7 pages long. It's not very long, but it's good. If folks would like to see it, I could share that as well. It's in the EBDA packet. CASA is submitting a broader bill, a ban on essential uses related to PFAS, and that lender is going to go to sign to member agencies, SB 903 from Skinner. And lastly is the regional permit for nutrients. It's a wastewater permit that would cover all 37 waste dischargers of the Bay, and it expires June of this year. And what's kind of kicking this into gear was the 2022 algae blooms. Really showed the importance of keeping the nutrients out. And the ORLUMA has been interested in this, as well as other agencies, the early adopters, where we are one of them, where we're expected to do more later, not sooner. That was totally missing from the draft, a regional permit, and that issue was raised and requested to go back to be included in the final, and we'll see if that gets included. And that's the biggest issue for that one. And here's the last one. Cargill is moving slowly but surely. Right now, they're just focusing on work inside the Cargill plant. There was a positive meeting, and they're modifying the agreement, beginning with the prop work in their property. And that concludes my updates.
Thank you. Questions, Rita?
Yeah, Director Simon, but regarding the nutrient optimization permitting, is there anything we can do? Who's speaking on our behalf other than Jackie?
Well, let's see. Jimmy is part of our MAC, and I know that he has been a proponent of making sure that, you know, we or Loma are not expected to do more than we should.
The reason I asked that question, when we all went to the water board to get the permitting, it was, maybe I'm assuming, but it was communicated that, you know, we would have this consideration for, you know, the benefit of being an earlier adopter. And I just wondered if there was any minutes or anything from that meeting that could help persuade the current members of the board to look more favorably on the early adopters?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to check on that when that meeting occurred and get those minutes. But I know Jimmy's been talking about this for a while, and the regional board seems to be doing backpedaling from the commitments that they had made before. I don't think they were concrete in writing type of commitments.
Well, but I mean, there should be some minutes. I mean,
yes, there should be, and we can check into that.
And I don't know if we had any, because it was all, I don't know if you remember, Sheila, but it was at the time, all of the board, all of us went to Oakland, you know, and sat, and we were really applauded for us going out, you know, ahead of the other agencies to try to do something about it, particularly with the amount of money that we, the bond that we had got in order to cover it. So I guess I can follow up with Jimmy as well to find out also, and to look at our minutes during that time to see if we can glean anything from it. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll follow up with Jimmy too. Thank you.
Director Lee has a question. Mr. Simon.
Yes, Director Simon, just would like a copy of that 7-page report. Just send it to staff, and I'm pretty sure each of us will receive it.
Will do.
Okay, we'll move on to item 6.4, Finance and Insurance, Director Lee.
Thank you. The Finance and Insurance Committee meeting occurred on Friday, March 22nd, the meeting was called to order at 9:02 a.m. In attendance were myself, Director Simon, Finance Manager Moreno, and General Manager Dangwa attended via Zoom conference. There were no members of the public present, and therefore no comments. Attached are the strategic plans, goals, reports, and key performance indicators, and everything is in the green. If you have any questions on that, let us know. The monthly financial reports for February 2024, we reviewed the statements, the investment report, the vendor disbursement report. We had a question particularly on the check disbursement to Alameda County Sheriff Oakland for $300, and that was discussed. Everything was in order. We accepted the report, and we moved forward to just staff and director comments. The committee thanked General Manager Dang and staff for continued great work in managing the district's finances. We adjourned the meeting at 9:12 a.m. Any questions?
Questions?
No comments. Thank you.
For the Southwest meeting of March 27. On a regular calendar, I can't remember the date we met on March 27. We approved a contract to do a building rooftop heat pump upgrade. That's hard to say. The building was built back in 2006, so it's more than 20 years old. So we agreed to a new heat pump for HVAC and hot water at the agency's office on Webster Street in Oakland. Then we talked about the hazardous raised household hazardous waste program and fee analysis. As you know, that fee analysis is on your last several years. We have reduced that amount considerably at this point. But with the analysis we did, we'd be out of money. And so we are raising that fee. That will be, that was approved by the great discussion for the night was on the legislative positions for 2024. The legislature introduced, I don't know how they do this, and why we have so many problems in this state, but they managed to introduce 2,124 bills by the February. Those bills will be heard in late March and April, and Waste Management adopted our legislative priorities, of course, some time back. I read those to you. At this time, we are actually sponsoring one bill related to the 1383 procurement strategies, which really doesn't affect Oraloma because we don't do compost. So we're not affected by this bill, but it is a new bill carried by Assemblymember Lee and Senator Laura to this local government in reducing their costs. There were 27 bills related to some form of waste reduction or recycling that we reviewed that day. If you really want them all, Benny, I'll send them to you. Yes. Otherwise, the only one I'm reporting on is the one we're sponsoring, which is AB 2346, related to 1383. Questions?
Yes, I have one concerning the increase in fee. They don't need to get any approval from any, they don't have to have a hearing or anything to put increase that amount on my property taxes.
No, we're a county organization, and we're a JPA, and the fee was set from Measure D. I think Measure D. Okay. Which is Measure D or D? Right. So, in the original bill, the fee was set by law then at some for around $12 or $14, and we keep reducing it.
Oh, okay.
So we reduced it from before down to six.
Now you, okay.
Now we're just going to add back the dollar.
But you have the max of like $12. Yes. Okay. Yes. I just wondered how come they didn't have to do what we are doing.
To be healthy in order to continue to do that work.
Thank you.
We'd be out of money by 20. Anything else? Okay, then. We'll move to item 6.6. Wish to report that the signing will be given this.
Yes.
Are you giving the report from the operations yes. committee?
Yes, I am here. I'm okay. ready to go.
All right. Okay. We're ready for you.
Thank you. March 28th, we met 8 a.m., Director Stelzman and myself. No members of the public were present. They discussed the energy balance and demand management, and those are attached. O&M finances were reviewed. Director Stelzman asked about research and monitoring charges for operations collections. McCauley explained that the charges are for annual permits, such as Bay Area Quality Management District and the State Water Resource Control Board. Director Stelzman also asked why there's an overage on the operations belt press supplies, and Carlini explained that both belt presses units were recently overhauled, including new belts, hoses, and additional supplies, and the finance report is attached. Next was the district's operations overview, and staff had briefed the committee on ongoing projects and information regarding O&M and collection. I asked why the monthly average TSS and BOD were higher in January of 2024. Carlini explained that during this period, the plant wasting rate was being evaluated and staff was making adjustments to improve effluent quality. And the report is attached. staff director comments. McCauley thanked the committee for their support and stated staff will continue their efforts to manage the plant well. Myself and Director Stelzman thanked the staff for their work and their great information presented during the meeting. And the meeting adjourned at 8:17 a.m. Any questions or comments?
Thank you for your report, Director Simon. Any questions from the board? I don't see any hands raised.
Okay, thank you.
Committee minutes for entry to district record. I would entertain a motion from somebody.
I'll make a motion for Stelzman.
Director Duncan is seconded.
Motion by Stelzman, second by Duncan. Roll call vote, please.
Director Duncan?
Aye.
Director Stelzman?
Aye.
Secretary Lee?
Aye.
Vice President Young?
Aye.
And President Simon?
Aye.
Okay, now the important stuff. The rest of the important stuff. The authorization to call for bids for the EV charging plant, charging station project phase one. Mr. Halstead.
So as part of our zero emissions vehicle mandate, the district has put together a plan to reduce the gasoline and diesel usage and move to electric vehicles. We have reached 36% completion of that plan, and the next stage is to install vehicle charging stations so we could purchase electric vehicles for the non-emergency use, and those are the first vehicles that will be replaced, and that's what we've designed here. It's four 30 amp level two charging stations, and so we are seeking authorization to put that design out to bid. The engineer's estimate on this is $200,000.
Thank you. And assuming we get a decent bid, when would the stations be built? I can't remember the discussion we had.
In most likely June, July.
Questions?
Do you know where we are? We currently purchasing gasoline and diesel for the vehicles at the present time?
From who we currently purchase the gasoline?
Is there a set vendor, or do we just go to outside sort of gas stations or anything?
Oh, we actually have it delivered. We have a fuel station at the plant.
Okay, so we keep track of these costs of fuel. Okay, I just like to make a proposal, if it pleases the board, once we get underway with our new electric vehicles, that we can track the cost of the fuel that we've been receiving over that time, and the compare that with the energy costs once we have this charging station in place. This data could be presented to the ops committee if the board's interested in just looking at this data, just to see how well.
I think it's a reasonable.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question for clarity?
Sure.
So we're going to replace a specific vehicle in a specific department. So you're asking what the fuel, the gasoline consumption reduction would be in that department?
You can look at both the fuel consumption over time, over track, and just the billing, the cost of fuel at the same time. And just that'll be a one metric, month to month. And then we'll juxtapose that against the energy costs once this new EV station is installed versus what it was before.
Yeah, I would do that every month anyway. Yeah.
You have this data already in place. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Stelzman.
Right. And that was kind of related to the question that I asked around how did we know what the cost of the energy, that we were going to be using with the charging station. And that's when Director Sadoff, said we could get an upgrade and see what the consumption and what the cost would be. But if you're going to track it like that, I think we will see what the real true energy cost is. So great minds think alike.
Yeah, I have a few questions. Yeah, I like the idea of tracking the energy savings if we switch to electric or when we switch to electric. But also, so I think something to consider is the maintenance. It's going to be a lot less maintenance for electric cars with no oil changes or transmission oil or no moving parts. So I think that might be something to consider in looking at overall savings. Now, the question is, where would these EV chargers going to be installed physically at the plant?
So it will be physically directly north of the maintenance shop. There are four parking spots which are directly adjacent to the cart charging station that operations and maintenance currently uses, and they would be at that location. Now I could pull it up on a map. I didn't prepare that, but I could pull it up on a map.
We saw it in construction.
Okay. Are these going to be freestanding stations? Are they attached to a building adjacent, or what are they physically attached to?
You know, Director Simon, maybe it'd be a good idea if we just share with you the report that came to the construction committee.
That would be great.
That would probably answer all of your questions. And then if you had additional questions, you could certainly connect with General Manager Dang or Halstead.
That's good. Okay. Final question is different. Yeah, that would work. The one question related to the operation of this, is there going to be a plan in place to charge these during like nighttime when the prices are lower?
Yes. We talked about that in the report.
That was talked about too. Okay, great. Thank you. I'm all good.
Okay. Director Lee.
Please share that report with myself.
I will share it with you and Dr. Stelzman.
That's your dad, huh?
Dr. Stelzman. We just see that Director Simon and Director Lee get a copy of the report that came to construction, since they don't believe it.
Right. Trust me.
That's why we have committees.
And but, that's all these questions.
That's your answer.
I'll look at it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. You can take your hand down now.
You need a motion?
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Does she want to report on this item? Okay. So the motion would be
on the charging station project.
Phase one. I will entertain a motion to approve.
I approve.
I approve the item.
Director Stelzman, I'll step on the motion.
Duncan and could we have a roll call vote, please?
Of course, Director Duncan.
Aye.
Director Stelzman.
Aye.
Secretary Lee.
Aye.
Vice President Young.
Aye.
And President Simon.
Aye.
Great. All right. Well, that was, you probably let me run all these meetings, Fred. All right. Item 7 is done.
Doing staff, great.
Good staff and director comments. Engineer Halstead.
Jimmy will be back next
week. We'll be happy about that. You tell him how much we missed him. Alex, do you have anything for us? How's the new law firm going?
Excellent.
Joe, you have any input?
Appreciate the support from the board.
Excellent. And Madam Secretary, you might as well make a comment if you like.
Thank you.
Thank you. Then we'll move back to the board. Director Stelzman.
Yeah, I appreciate all the committee reports today. I'm glad we're moving forward with our 10-year plan in regards to being a zero net energy facility here. Thank you to staff for all your work.
Yeah, ditto. And thank you for the wonderful snacks. I come for those, okay? Thank you, Patricia. And also, great job, Bill. Yeah, it's appreciate all the work that all of the staff does, but I really get a glimpse of what you guys do in construction. So thank you.
I echo the comments. I want to thank staff for their forward looking in terms of the projects that the programs that we're working on, and of course the great work in terms of these reports. I look forward to the reports that are going to be sent to me so I can review them. Thank you, Director Duncan, for again advocating on behalf of the agency on that HASPA. Obviously, decision authority is important, and we don't want to get caught up on something that doesn't really make sense for us. But I look forward to future discussions.
Director Simon, final thoughts?
Great meeting. Thank you, Director
Young.
Thank you, Director Young, for running the meeting. Very efficient staff. Great job as well. And you know, while Jimmy's gone, it's running smooth, just as if he was here. So nice job. Appreciate the work.
Thank you, Director Simon. Safe travels to you. I would certainly echo everything everyone has already said, but I'd also like to publicly thank Rita and I for our approval of the NOP project, which led to our great accolades in the newspaper and with. One more thing.
Yes, I request to be excused for this month because I will be traveling.
Okay. Yes. We'll excuse you for traveling.
Approved.
Approved, yes. Approved. All right, if there's nothing else, then this meeting is adjourned at 5:43. Wow.
Nice job. Good night. Thank you.
The board of day starts at 7.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
No, I don't. Now I think
they're still playing. They're still playing.
The Warriors, yeah, they're about 8 more games
still being reported.
About 8 more games, and they're playing.
They're not gonna be on their.
Well, the play-in tournament hasn't started yet, so oh, they're still playing regular games.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't look like they're gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Haven't been keeping up.